I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Backers of the push to legalize marijuana say the commercial cannabis market will soon be a boon for the Vermont economy if it is legalized, but some major employers are challenging that argument. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, at least two industry trade associations say legal weed would undermine the quality of the state workforce.
Proponents of legal cannabis say it isn't about the money. In truth, though, the economic impact of a commercial marijuana industry will loom large over the legislative debate next year. And two key business groups say the proposed bill will do more harm than good.
So the concern would be whether increased marijuana usage would have an incremental effect on workplace accident rates and the both direct effect of that in terms of people being injured, but also the costs of workers' compensation associated with it.
Bill Driscoll is the vice president of Associated Industries of Vermont, which represents more than 500 businesses in the manufacturing sector. Driscoll says those employers worry that legal marijuana would curb productivity and make it harder to find qualified workers.
But another long-standing challenge that a lot of manufacturers and other employers have had in Vermont is finding enough applicants who can pass initial drug screens in order to be qualified for the job in the first place. So the concern there is if we have increased usage, is that going to reduce the pool of available talent that we can hire to fill positions as well?
Another industry group, the Associated General Contractors of Vermont, has also taken a formal stand against legalization. John Connor owns and operates Connor Contracting, a 35-employee business that specializes in commercial construction. Connor is vice president of the AGC Vermont Board.
So now you run the risk of people operating equipment, whether it be driving trucks, operating heavy equipment on a job site, operating dangerous equipment on a job site, that could very well be under the influence of marijuana.
Senate Minority Leader Joe Benning has been a key supporter of the legalization legislation. Benning, a Republican, says the concerns of people like John Connor and Bill Driscoll are predicated on the assumption that legalization will lead to a dramatic increase in the number of people who consume marijuana.
But the reality is, I think Vermonters who want to use marijuana are currently using it. And I don't see that as being any kind of a major spike to change that fact.
According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, the percentage of adults who reported using marijuana in the previous month jumped by more than 20% in Colorado and Washington between 2012 and 2013, the last year for which data is available. It was a time frame during which recreational marijuana was legal in those states, but before the states had established the commercial framework for cultivation and retail sales. But states that didn't legalize marijuana saw similarly high increases in usage rates. Maine's jumped by 20%, for example, Missouri's by 22%, and Georgia's by 33%. And Benning says he hasn't heard any complaints from employers in the wake of the decriminalization law that Vermont passed in 2013.
So unless somebody can come up with some evidence that this is an actual fact as opposed to a fear, I don't share the same fear.
The Senate Committee on Government Operations is expected to hold a vote on the legalization bill in the first week or two of the 2016 legislative session. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.